Perek Revi, Mishnah Chaf Aleph. So we spoke last time about kina. There are two other things listed in the Mishnah. Two other things that are motzias adam min ha'olam. So the first is taiva, passion, desire. So Ben Yonah says as follows, that taiva is tchilas kol apulos haros v'hamesim. It's the beginning. It's the gateway to all bad actions and bad meisim, bad activity. It's gam kol devos t'machshava ki achra his av usol ledavar choshev olav lasos. It precedes even a person's thoughts, because when a person is overcome with desire, when a person's desire is stirred, so then his mind immediately starts to kick into action to figure out how he can fulfill his desires. V'yish b'chol ha'tayvos ro'a rabban, says Rabbeinu Yonah, taiva is as he just mentioned, it's the beginning to all sin. But it's very evil. It's very bad. Ein tzarich lomar taiva sayetzer al haverus. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, this is for sure if a person has taiva for illicit behavior, illicit sexual behavior. He says that even the taiva for nashim harbe. So he says it's very, very bad. As Shlomo HaMelech says, quotes a pasuk, al titein lanoshim chelecho. Don't give over to women your strength. And what that means is, don't become so overcome with desire that you lose control over yourself. So too, taiva for Michael and Mishta, in excess, to eat, to drink in excess. He says this is also very bad. Here, instead of quoting Shlomo Melech, he quotes the Chachmei HaTeva, the doctors. They tell you that even very, very healthy foods, if you eat too much, so it's very damaging to the system, it's very damaging to the digestive system. And therefore, he says that when we're dealing with taiva, too much passion, unbridled passion, whether it's for women, whether it's for food and drink, so these are very, very negative aspects, and these are what we're referring to. It's motzias adam min ha'olam. He then says that when it comes to having a desire for bad things, so there are different madregos, and here it starts to dovetail a little bit with the discussion regarding kina. He speaks about a person who's misave, that he so badly desires money, it leads him to a place where he doesn't want anyone else to have. So it starts to bring him into the world of kina. He then has a situation where he's very happy that other people have, but he wants to have more. So that's also bad, because it brings us into the world of kina. So taiva can lead us towards kina, which we know is motzias adam min ha'olam. And the third element is when a person sees, b'ra'oso ki yesh l'chaver of chochma v'yosher, he sees that his friend has wisdom, has wealth, and he's using his money probably for good things, for tzedakah, for helping people, and he wants to also have those things. So he desires these things. And here we're not talking about having any negative feelings towards the person, but there's a desire. And says Rabbeinu Yonah, and this is a theme that he spoke about regarding kina, that this is not ideal, as we mentioned already with kinas sofrim. He says, he quotes here from Tehillim, Hashem negducha kol ta'avosi, which Rabbeinu Yonah explains means that all of my taiva is because I recognize the value. Taiva haru'uya, says Rabbeinu Yonah. What is proper taiva? Is l'his'avos b'chochma mitzad ki hi ikr v'shorish l'avodos abore. It's to have a desire for chochma because you realize that that is the source, it's the root of all of avodas Hashem. And that's what Shlomo, that's what David HaMelech meant until him when he said, Hashem negducho kol ta'avosi, that I have a taiva, but my taiva is directed towards you. It's reminiscent of the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Tshuva, the 10th parak of Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam writes that Abbas Hashem is manifest in a way that a person is shogeg b'tamid, that he's almost obsessed with trying to draw close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kilu is chole choli avo. The Rambam's words, that he's lovesick, and he's shogeg b'tamid. He says, just like a person who's obsessed with a woman, he's shogeg b'tamid, he's always thinking about her. Bein b'shifto, bein b'kumo, every moment, when he's eating, when he's drinking, So more than this should be a person's burning passion for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he quotes there from Shlomo HaMelech, Ki cholas ava ani. I'm sick. I'm lovesick in my obsession with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam also writes in Yisodei HaTorah, in the second parak of Yisodei HaTorah, when he's speaking about Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. So he says there that when a person recognizes, when a person looks into the Bria and he sees the Chachma, so the Rambam's Lashon there is, he says that Miad he's Ohev and he's Mishabech and he's Mefoer and he's Misavet Taiva Gedola Leido Hashem HaGadol. That a person's overcome with a taiva gedola to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here Rabbeinu Yonah again tells us that a person should have a taiva, but it should be directed towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem negdecho kol ta'avosi. Rabbeinu Yonah ends the piece here on taiva by mentioning the Gemara in Ksubis that says about Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbeinu Anasi, that when he died, as he was on his deathbed, he raised all of his fingers up to Shemayim and he said, you know that I wasn't nana at all. And this is a problem. Tosos makes reference to this because even though it says in the Gemara in Bava Metzia Pehei that he was very rich and even he says here the person who was no same aftechos, I thought the Gemara there says that his stable boy, but whatever it is, his workers was richer than Shavar Malka, King Sapur, the king of the Sasanians, the Gentile king in the area where they lived. But Afal Pichein, Lo Nene Ki Im Lushum Shamayim Ki Lo Esavel Avle Holim. So how do you work out that stira? If he was so rich, and Rabbeinu Yonah here doesn't mention it, but the Gemara says about his table was Lo Paska from his table, fruits and fancy delicacies. So how can it be that he raised his fingers up and said he was never Nana? So the answer is, Rabbeinu Yonah writes, the answer is that he had all of these things, but he always used them for Avodas Hashem. Okay, the last thing that's Motzi Adam in Olam is Kavod, the pursuit of Kavod. Rabbeinu Yonah here first starts and says that there's a very, very bad form of Kavod. And that's when a person is miskabed al b'nei Adam and is matil emosu aleihem. He not only acts with a certain entitlement of kavod, but he uses it to oppress others. He uses it to aggrandize himself over others and to force them into submission, to spread fear, to rule over them. So that is a very, very bad form of kavod. And he says that Hashem punishes very greatly for that. A person's yored imke sheol begehenim. Then Rabbeinu Yonah continues and says there's another form of kavod. And that's not so evil and insidious. But here, it's where a person just wants people to respect him. He doesn't use his position in order to take advantage of others. But he wants people to give him respect. And he's upset if they don't. Because he thinks, again, this is not because he's using it as a tool to manipulate. He's doing it because he believes that he's deserving of kavod. But he's really not. And this is gam kia tamar chacham, ubal midos. Even if a person is a big tamar chacham, where he's got great midos, and you know what? He takes an honest look around, and the way he sees the situation, and maybe he's right, he's much more knowledgeable than the people around him. He has much better midos, and therefore he wants what he feels is justified kavod for that. Such a person is chote benafsho, says Rabbeinu Yonah. And he says that's you know, again, the Mishnah might be referring to the more severe form of kavod, that a person uses it to destroy the lives of others. But this is still not ideal behavior, and even if you're deserving of it. However, says Rabbeinu Yonah, if ta'avosu v'kamasu l'shem shamayim, if the reason a person wants kavod is l'shem shamayim, for instance, to be mechabi the Torah, that's the only reason he's doing it, and not for himself at all, so then it's mutter. But all other forms of seeking out kavod are bad. Now, I would add that it's a very, very fine line. It's very easy for a person to demand kavod and say, oh, it's Kabbalat HaTorah, it's Kabbalat HaTorah. And really, really inside, it's for themselves. And that's why, in general, the advice is, what we learn from Rabbeinu Yonah and the other Bali Musar, is to run away from Kavod. Run away from Kavod as much as a person can. Rabbeinu Yonah says that, he brings a raya. He says, we find by the Melech Yisrael, where there's a specific pasuk, Som Tosem Alecha Melech, Shtei Emasu Alecha. If we go back to that first bad form of Kavod, when it comes to a Jewish king, it almost sounds like he's supposed to, in some way, use his kavod in order to cause there to be fear amongst the population, amongst the masses. They have to relate towards him with a sense of fear because of the power of his position. And yet, even someone like him, who's royal kavod, yosher mikol prios, if anyone's deserving of honor, it's the king. Still, the pasuk goes out of its way to warn him, levilti rom levavo me'echov, that he has to be very careful not to take the kavod too far. So Kol Shekein, an average person, that a person should try as best as they can to run away from kavod. And it's unfortunate sometimes, you know, we see people who are very learned, we see people who do a lot of good, and many times their downfall is their pursuit of kavod. And it's a tremendous nisayon. But a person has to work hard on themselves, that they have to realize that we already learned in the beginning of the parak that real kavod is one who's mischabed others. That's the real form of kavod. Okay, just to finish off here, the Mishnah says that these things are motzinas adam in olam. So what does that mean? So Rabbeinu Yonah has two pshatim. The first one is that it's just, these are bad things. It's just an idiom. Motzinas adam in olam. It's maybe even hyperbole a little bit. But the idea is it's just a stress that they're really bad. Then he brings a second pshat, and backs it up with psukim, that no, these things actually kill a person. They Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes for these things, and these things will actually kill a person. We gave a third pshat, which is not that they're bad. I mean, they are bad, but that's not the idea. The idea is not that Hashem kills you. It's that you, it causes for a sour existence. To be a person who's obsessed with kina and taiva and kavod, so such a life is not a life. That was the pshat that we suggested.